Good morning.
Good morning, Mother.
So let's try to learn from our little sister Faustina some of her thoughts. Jesus came to the main entrance today under the guise of a poor young man. This young man administered barefoot and bareheaded, and with his clothes in tatters, was frozen because the day was cold and rainy. He asked for something hot to eat. So I went to the kitchen, but I found nothing there for the poor. But after searching around for some time, I succeeded in finding some soup, which I reheated and into which I crumbled some bread, and I gave it to the poor young man, who ate it. As I was taking the bowl from him, he gave me to know that he was the Lord of heaven and earth. Jesus appeared to her in a very special way. Huh? When I saw him as he was, he vanished from my sight. When I went back in and reflected on what had happened at the gate, I heard these words in my soul. My daughter, the blessings of the poor who bless me as they leave this gate have reached my ears, and your compassion within the bounds of obedience has pleased me. And this is why I came down from my throne to taste the fruit of your mercy. A reflection. Oh my Jesus, now everything is clear to me, and I understand all that has just happened. I somehow felt and asked myself, what sort of a poor man is this who radiates such modesty? From that moment on, there was stirred up in my heart an even purer love toward the poor and the needy. Oh, how happy I am that my superiors have given me such a task. I understand that mercy is manifold. One can do good always and everywhere and at all times. An ardent love for God sees all around itself constant opportunities to share itself through deed, word, and prayer. Now I understand the words which you spoke to me, O Lord, some time ago. So we can see also the gospel. Whatever you do to the least, you do it to me. So no matter what age, what class, the people, whatever you do, treat them as you would treat Jesus. The same way. Jesus appeared to her just to ascertain what she was doing was the right thing. Oh, her reflection. Oh, how great effort I must make to carry out my duties well. When my health is so poor, this will be known to you alone, O Christ. She is very weak. Nobody knows. That's why so many other sisters were telling her, why don't you do it yourself? Why have to bring the food to your bed? Why you go to sleep right now? They are just, you know, shouting to her. They don't really respect her. You know, when somebody's weak, it's always the victim. This thing. Another reflection. In times of interior desolation, I do not lose my peace, because I know that God never abandons a soul except to help only when the soul itself breaks the bond of love by its unfaithfulness. However, all creatures without exception depend on the Lord and are maintained by his omnipotence. Some are under the rule of love, others under the rule of justice. It depends on as under which rule we want to live. Because no one is refused the aid of sufficient grace, I am not frightened at all by my apparent abandonment. I examine myself more profoundly to discover whether this is due to my fault. If this is not the case, then may the Lord be blessed. Another phrase, October 1st, 1937, Jesus said to her, "Daughter, I need sacrifice lovingly accomplished, because that alone has meaning for me. Enormous indeed are the depths of the world which are due to me. Pure souls can pay them by the sacrifice, exercising mercy in spirit." So we share the pain of Jesus today, even today. I say again, "Daughter, I need sacrifice lovingly accomplished, because that alone has meaning for me. Enormous indeed are the depths of the world which are due to me. Pure souls can pay them by the sacrifice, exercising mercy in spirit." Another phrase, "I understand your words, Lord, and the magnitude of the mercy that ought to shine in my soul." And then Jesus responds, "I know, my daughter, that you understand it and that you do everything within your power. But write this for the many souls who are often worried because they do not have the material means with which to carry out an act of mercy. Yet spiritual mercy, which requires neither permissions nor storehouses, is much more meritorious and is within the grasp of every soul. If a soul does not exercise mercy somehow or other, it will not obtain the mercy on the day of judgment." So we have to be, first of all, be merciful. If we don't have mercy, Jesus can't help us. Be first. "Oh, if only souls knew how to gather eternal treasure for themselves, they would not be judged, for they would forestall my judgment with their mercy." So we always say Jesus merciful. Yes. But first of all, we must be first merciful. So it's not something mysterious. It's something very practical. Some people say, "Oh, I say all the prayers and I'm safe." Not yet. Even you look at the statue of the Divine Mercy. Yes, of course, you look at him, but it's not enough. That the love should be out from yourself also, otherwise. In October 10th, "Oh my Jesus," that's Faustina, "in thanksgiving for your many graces, I offer you my body and soul, intellect and will, and all the sentiments of my heart. Through the vows, I have given myself entirely to you. I have nothing more that I can offer you." Jesus said to me, "My daughter, you have not offered me that which is really yours." I probed deeply into myself and found that I love God. Oh, sorry. Don't need that phrase. That phrase Jesus says, "My daughter, you have not offered me that which is really yours." Even she said she offered everything, not exactly hers. Then Faustina reflect, "I probed deeply into myself and found that I love God with all the faculties of my soul and unable to see what it was that I had not yet given to the Lord. I asked, 'Jesus, tell me what it is, and I will give it to you at once with a generous heart.'" So she was in doubt. What happened? Jesus is not complete, no, not satisfied. Jesus said to me with kindness, "Daughter, give me your mystery, because it is your exclusive property." Our poverty, our mystery, is an exclusive property. We have to offer also. We have heard it last week.
Yeah.
How come I didn't choose it purposely? But you see, I think Jesus wants us to hear again. Only this phrase I remember, it was lastly very impressive, no? Daughter, give me your misery, because it is your exclusive property. And these are the only things we lamented to God. Jesus, why am I so poor and damn in every sense? Money-wise, no love from people, betrayal, all this stuff. We complain. But we never offer it. We just complain it. Right? Jesus asks you, offer it. Be free. Otherwise you'll be the prisoner of all this betrayal. At that moment, a ray of light illumined my soul, and I saw the hope abyss of my misery. In the same moment, I nestled close to the most sacred heart, Jesus, with so much trust that even if I had the sins of all the damned weighing on my conscience, I would not have doubted God's mercy. But with a heart crushed to death, I would have thrown myself into the abyss of my mercy. I believe, O Jesus, that you would not reject me, but would absolve me through the hand of your representative. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, enveloped the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. Now this, the word of Jesus. At 3 o'clock, implore my mercy, especially for the sinners. And if only for a brief moment, immerse yourself in my passion, particularly in my abandonment at the moment of agony. This is the hour of great mercy for the whole world. I will allow you to enter into my mortal sorrow. In this hour, I will refuse nothing to the souls that make a request of me in virtue of my passion. So you have to watch for 3 o'clock. If you just by chance got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, remember, no, you can offer something before you go back to sleep. Afternoon, maybe you are doing some kitchen work and doing something, I don't know, just with the intention, pray together with Jesus. One heart, one mind with Jesus, live your life. I remember one of the phrase, not from Faustina, another sister got some inspiration from Jesus. She said, for communion, receiving Holy Communion, not a time when the priest says, this is the name of God, but a time you come out from your house, already you start your Mass, you start your preparing to receive Holy Communion. Now, although it's an hour on, prepare yourself for receiving Holy Communion. Don't wait for the time of beginning of the Mass. It's okay, but better. As soon as you leave the house, prepare yourself for Holy Communion, for the Mass. You are as if you already in the Mass, your spirit. So although you are doing something, some errands in outside the church, and putting but consider it's part of the Mass. Don't just get distracted. And how to give thanks to Jesus? The whole time, from this time of communion until the next time of Holy Communion. So if you daily Mass, then 24 hours, thanksgiving of the Holy Blessed Sacrament. If 1 week, so the whole week is thanksgiving. Jesus in you, the whole week. Don't wait, oh, now I finish. Every 3 seconds, I have to sing, and then I have to go away, and and then until next week, okay, communion. Please. prolong your thanksgiving time from this time of communion until the next time of Holy Communion. Keep thanksgiving with Jesus always, the light, the link, always. Don't go away, your soul. You may understand? Don't go away. You might say, oh, this is only for the sisters. No. For those people who love Jesus, really love Jesus. You remember last time I shared one phrase? That Jesus was very, very hurt. Did they say? People, after receiving Holy Communion, they took me as a dead object. You can imagine how much they did wrong to Jesus. Okay? God bless you. We will start the Divine Mercy. On the 25th of October, we will have a special procession because October is the month of our Holy Rosary. As last year, we proposed to, if not too late, at 4 o'clock, we will have the church exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. We say the rosary, the procession, and benediction. Please tell your friend and reserve your time. The last Sunday of October, please come. Many friends, give good example to our Chinese community. We are very poor. We don't have that kind of spirit. We need you, right? We are one family. Some brothers and sisters growing faster. Some are really slow learner. Sometimes we Chinese are slow learner. You're fast learner, smart. Sister, very smart. So we say the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. I believe in God. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord be with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, and born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and the third day rose again. He ascended to heaven, and seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of sins, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting.
Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of the left of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Have mercy on us under 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 the whole world. Have mercy on us and the whole world. To you, Father, I pray for you, God and blood, soul and divinity of the death and birth of the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Have mercy on us and 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 the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, your Son, so it can be healed of the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Have mercy on us under 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 the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, so in divinity of the beloved of the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Have mercy on us under 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 the whole world. Little Father, we pray for you the body and blood, soul and divinity of the divine Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for the sins of those of the whole world. Have mercy on us under 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 the whole world. O holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one, have mercy on us under the whole world. Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one, have mercy on us under the whole world. Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one, have mercy on us under the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Let us pray. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase the mercy in us, so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen.